This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Jerry Brown, the past and present governor of the state of California, is out with a new budget plan. Black ink instead of red this time, thanks to higher tax revenues. Big capital gains tax revenues in particular. And yes, we are looking at you, Silicon Valley, and thank you. Among the big winners in his plan, some of the schools out here in the Golden State, as Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports.
More than 12% of school kids in the country live in California, and they got $10 billion worth of good news in Governor Jerry Brown's budget proposal. Schools knew they were going to get a bump. State law guarantees schools a percentage of revenue. Were you surprised by the number at all?
Yes, pleasantly surprised.
That pleasantly surprised man is John Gray, president of School Services of California, a consulting firm that works with school districts.
It's huge. We haven't had a year like this in a long, long time.
He says schools, on average, could get an extra $750 per student to rehire teachers, restart programs, maybe even create new programs. Most of the money, $6 billion, is going to pay back schools for the money the state stiffed them in previous years. David Plank is executive director of Policy Analysis for California Education, a research center. I ask him what $10 billion means to the state schools.
It's a lot in the context of an education system that has suffered genuinely draconian cuts in revenue over the last 5 or 6 years.
California schools are still short, he says, of where they were in 2007. But the budget proposal is a sign of real progress.
3 years ago, perhaps even 2 years ago, California was looked at across the country as a basket case.
An ungovernable mess. This budget, says Plank, the improving picture, is a sign that California and its schools maybe can work. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.